first time in the 20th century it was popularized was back in the 20s and 30s by a man by the name of Napoleon Hill, which we'll talk about in a moment. In Earl Nightingale's recording, The Strangest Secret, he coined the definition of what he called the strangest secret. He said, on planet Earth, all across the globe, there's a secret of success. And he said it was the strangest secret. The secret was, quote, you become what you think about most of the time, end quote. The strangest secret, according to Earl Nightingale, was you become what you think about most of the time. In the 20s and 30s, there was a man by the name of Napoleon Hill who wrote several books. His first book is something you've never heard of, called The Law of Success in 16 Lessons. And Napoleon Hill's story is quite unique. At the turn of the century, the richest man on planet Earth was Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie owned U.S. Steel. He was a Scotsman. This is before TVs and telephones and transatlantic air travel. It was a much slower time, and he became the richest man in the world in the steel business. He didn't invent the steel business, by the way, because Andrew Carnegie understood a basic principle. We'll talk more about tomorrow when we talk about money. But his principle was pioneering, don't pay, which is an interesting principle, which we'll talk about tomorrow. But Carnegie became the richest man in the world. He was a member of the Brotherhood, knew the powerful secret techniques, and he utilized them. He decided to reveal to the world some of these techniques. He hired a man by the name of Napoleon Hill, and he said, I'm going to teach you some of these techniques, but I want you to observe that these techniques are not mine, but are used by the richest people in the world. So Carnegie said, I'm going to introduce you to Henry Ford, one of the richest people in the world, Thomas Edison, Firestone, who owned Firestone Tire Company, and a lot of other names you wouldn't even recognize, but at the time they were the richest people in the world. He said, I'm going to introduce you to these people. They're not going to know what you're doing, but you're going to observe them. Key. He had Napoleon Hill observe. It's the same techniques that I was taught. You take an apprentice and you have them observe. And then you query them. You ask them questions. What did they observe? And you point out things that they didn't observe. That's how they learn. That's how you learn. He gave Napoleon Hill books. Basically, Napoleon Hill was not a member of the Brotherhood, but Carnegie took him on as an apprentice in effect and taught him the same material. And he said, I want you to learn this material over the next 20 years. Then I want you to write a manuscript describing the principles. But I want this manuscript to be focused on money. Thus came out the book in 1926, The Law of Success in 16 Lessons. Napoleon Hill was amazed at what he was taught by Andrew Carnegie and what he observed from Henry Ford and many of the others. Again, the richest people in the world. Never before in history had somebody done this. And never before since, until now. Because this is how we were, all my colleagues here, this is how we were taught. We were introduced to the richest people in the world as our mentors. We observed the richest people in the world, not just from a money standpoint. When I say the word rich, yes, some of the financially richest people, people who have the most money, but people who have been rich in terms of happiness, those who are really making their dreams and desires come true. And I want you to understand this is not all about money. Yeah, tomorrow we're going to talk about money. But today we're really not talking about rich or success from a monetary standpoint. Rich or success is how blissfully happy are you? Now, it's probably impossible to be blissfully happy if you can't pay your bills, if you're massively in debt, if creditors and bill collectors are hounding you. It's probably hard to be blissfully happy, although not impossible. But certainly that's not a good state to be in. So blissfully happy is really the objective here. Tomorrow we're going to be focusing on money, and there's nothing wrong with having lots of money. So Napoleon Hill learned many principles and put them forth in the book, The Law of Success in 16 Lessons. And interestingly, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but interestingly, when he put these together, members of the societies got together. Keep in mind, many of them, most of them controlled the media, publishing houses, manufacturing, and so forth. That's just how it works. Because when you learn these principles, you pretty much become the captains of industry. So when he published this book, led by Henry Ford, the group that opposed revealing these secrets got the book off the market and had it edited down dramatically. It basically just vanished. And in 37, Napoleon Hill published a watered-down version called Think and Grow Rich. Same thing happened. It was pulled off the market, edited down and watered down dramatically. So all the key elements were taken out. And again, this was spearheaded allegedly by Henry Ford. It's been verified to me verbally. Whether it's true or not, of course, it's more of a legend than anything, but it's pretty obvious that that's what happened. But Napoleon Hill made a statement, many statements, but the one I want to focus on in today's session is this. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve." End quote. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve. End quote. Now combine that with Earl Nightingale's definition of the strangest secret, which is you become what you think about most of the time. So let me talk about specifically how to manifest your desire and how it works.